Thanks for joining us here on WKAR. It's just about a half minute past 3:06. I'm Jamie Paisley, and, well, it is Thursday, April 16th, and for us, it means Public Radio Music Day. Stations across the U.S. celebrating local music and musicians, and, well, we at WKAR are doing the same. Jody Knoll and myself, we are, during these local classical music hours, checking in. We're checking in with various leaders of Mid-Michigan's cultural community. For this 3 o'clock hour, we're speaking via Zoom with Mike Brand, the Executive Director of the Wharton Center on the Michigan State University campus. Mike Brand, thanks for taking the time. And, well, for starters, I'm asking everybody the same thing, and I'm simply wondering, how are you?
We're fine. You know, it's just interesting being at home this long. I've never not traveled since the late 70s. I've been in New York roughly once a month since 1978. So it just seems strange. I haven't been in New York since January. So it's odd always being home, but it's nice.
Now, as with so many organizations across Michigan and certainly beyond, lots of performances were canceled. Were there any particular visiting artists or shows that you're sorry couldn't make it to the Wharton Center because of the pandemic?
Well, you know, April, May, and June was our fourth quarter, right? It was one of the best fourth quarters we probably had in our history. We had, you know, Wicked. We have our top education programs, the Young Playwrights Festival, the Sutton Foster Awards, heading those two winners to New York in June, then for the Jimmys and National High School Musical Theater Awards. We still have Dear Evan Hansen, which is, you know, at about 1.3 million for the week, and we really haven't advertised it yet. So it's going to be a huge week, and I'm assuming that'll have to go. It'll probably get moved. The show is actually probably, you know, looking at whether they're going to do a summer season or not. So that's a huge...
Wait, you mean Dear Evan Hansen, that is still scheduled to be at the Wharton?
I don't think so for Michigan State. Yeah, I think the president has definitely shut the place down. We haven't begun working on that one yet, but we'll get there.
So how is the Wharton Center staff, how are they handling the changing things up so quickly amid the coronavirus?
The one thing that this virus strategy have shown us that we are going to have to switch a lot of what we do into the virtual world. But we're connecting a whole mess of artists in New York, in their apartments or condos, with our kids throughout the state. And we'll be announcing that as we go through. We're going to have a number of artists connect with our audience that are with us quite often in the course of the campaign. And so we are actually looking at how do we prepare the center too for the future, making it safer. So we're looking at having a lot of different areas and no touch areas. And we're kind of working on all that, making it a safer environment when audiences are there or when they're purchasing tickets, so you touch less.
We are speaking with Mike Brand, the Executive Director of the Wharton Center, on this Public Radio Music Day, talking about how the Wharton Center is dealing with the impact of the Stay Home initiative and social distancing, and how that has impacted the Wharton Center's productions here in Mid-Michigan. And usually, actually, around this time, Mike, you're preparing to announce the next season for the Wharton Center. So how is that process? How has it changed as you're getting ready for the 2020 and 2021 season announce?
Well, we've been working on this, since a year ago, and we had a move. We weren't going to do a live announcement this season because Wicked took up the whole month. And then the College of Music has all their final big music events in there. We don't disturb those. So we just moved it to May 18th, Monday, May 18th. We're going to do the announcement. It'll all go out. We moved it because we kind of figured there'd be a few artists that are going to, you know, move around a little bit. And we wanted to make sure that the industry was somewhat stabilized. And sure enough, that's kind of what happened. So, you know, a lot of the single concerts, the classical music things are all routed and pretty safe. So I've been spending a lot of my time and our general management contract people that work on those and the budgets. We've been spending boatloads of our time on the phones, making sure deals are in place, all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and periods, you know what I mean? just making sure that everybody's got, you know, everything down. And then we're going to go out on May 18th. It's a little bit later than what we're used to doing, but it's still timely. Our box office staff is working on ways to accelerate the processing, even if it has to be from remote, although we're hoping that some of us can get back in May. You know, it's all that exciting thing. It's like a new little baby or something, you know, it's just, it's your thing. So we'll see how people respond, but I'm hearing people really want to get out there and do things. And I think they're waiting for football season to start. And this has been a stress for all of us to be cloistered away from things that we normally enjoy and really have fun doing.
Finally, Mike Brand, since these are strange and difficult times for many people, we are asking everyone if they have a certain piece of music that they find particularly inspiring. Do you have one?
That I am listening to. My son-in-law is a managing agent in Vienna, Austria, with a really reputable classical music firm. And he gave me a couple recordings of the new recordings of the Czech Philharmonic that I just love to listen to. And it's one of my favorite sounding orchestras. So I've got a couple of their recordings from their late conductor, and then some new Semyon Bychkov recordings that he's done the Tchaikovsky's symphonies with. And it's just fun to be able to sit there and not worry about, oh, I better get to bed because I got to get up for breakfast at 7. You know, all those kind of things, you know. So I can just sit there and listen to the whole symphony and figure, well, there's not many times that you can do that other than on a weekend.
Mike Brand, the executive director of the Wharton Center. Thanks again for speaking to us via Zoom for this Public Radio Music Day.
Thank you, and stay safe and stay healthy.